This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And people still buying petrol above the official pump price. And whether you like it or not, it's beginning to seem like that would be the standard now. Are we ever going to get back to 165 naira per litre for petrol again? It's a huge question. Some people say whatever goes up in this country with regards to price never comes down. Is that correct? Well, let's find out what your opinion is on this. Get on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH and share with us your view about it. Do you think that the pump price of petrol will ever return to 165 naira per litre? We'd like to know at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. At Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. Do well to reach us and drop your view on that question. We would gladly take it. Our conversation today is on the pump price of petrol, scarcity of the product, and if you haven't heard, there's been reported closure of some filling stations in Port Harcourt. Yeah, I'll be speaking with Petron Chairman here in Rivers State, Francis Dinkpa, and also we'll be trying to get in touch with the National Chairman of Petron, Billy Gillis Harry. I've been trying to do that in the past few minutes. It's been very difficult, but we'll see how we can get in touch with him so we can get certain answers. Meanwhile, I'd like to play something from Ipman's Francis Obele. What he said about the situation with the price of petrol. A document came out from the PPMC, and marketers have been reacting to that particular document and the prices that was mentioned in that document with regards to how products would now be sold, pump price of products. Let's listen to what Mr. Obele had to say first before we continue.
Today, the Thursday, 19th January 2023, at about 11 a.m., the petroleum marketers open our PPMC Porter Express, that is a buying portal, where we do the online booking. And it was a big surprise for us to see the buying rate change from 148 naira per liter to 185 naira per liter. That means there is a new price regime or increment to fuel price by the federal government, and an increment of 42 naira per liter. This implies that the official selling rate, which formerly was about 165 naira, will now be 220, 230 thereabout. The implication of this is to further worsen the biting inflation on the economy and the further hardship on the people of Nigeria. It's quite unfortunate. Please, marketers have never increased price, but federal government. We should blame the federal government and not marketers.
Blame the federal government and not marketers, he says. If you remember a headline that came out on The Punch yesterday, marketers were saying petrol price may hit 800 naira per litre when subsidy and if subsidy is removed. And you know, most of the presidential candidates vying for office all have pointed towards the direction of removing subsidy. So they are urging the federal government to make sure necessary measures and infrastructure are put in place to make it less stressful when the subsidy removal regime would be implemented. It says if the government fails to take appropriate measures and they say they want to remove fuel subsidy, then the situation will become worse for the masses. So you cannot remove fuel subsidy, they think, when you haven't fixed, for instance, the refineries. The refineries should be working, and among many other things that are required to ensure that the that part of the industry is seamless. And then you can talk about removing subsidy. This was from the secretary of IPMAN, Independent Petroleum Marketers Association in Abuja, Mohammed Shuaibu. He was making that statement. And he says if the government removes subsidy, however, without putting necessary measures in place, then maybe the way diesel is sold at 800 to 900 liter per 800 to 900 naira per liter now, we could end up buying petrol for almost the same price. But my question is, we removed subsidy for kerosene. What has happened? Maybe because they would say the refineries are not working. You know how expensive kerosene is now, and we have most of the households in the country using kerosene. It's almost like everybody has forgotten about kerosene. We know the government was pushing the gas drive, wanted us to use gas, but we know still most families in this country use kerosene, and we remove subsidy there, but look at where we are. 165 naira has been the official price, pump price for petrol for a long time now. Nigerians, especially rivers people, have not been buying at 165. In fact, according to the document PMS price review document that got to the marketers. Well, don't ask me how I got a part of it. But I'm sure it's in public space. If you're looking, you would have seen. Lagos, the price there is 184 naira. The Southwest, 189. South, 189. Southeast, 194. The FCT, 194. North Central, 189. Northwest, 194. Northeast, 199. So why is Lagos 184? Perhaps the port, is that like, would that be the major reason why Lagos is 184, the Southwest? It's confusing. Hopefully, Francis Dingba, Petron chairman, will give us an idea into this as to why it is the way it is. But first, before we get on to our guest via telephone to have this conversation, let's hear from you and what you think about the prompt price of petrol. Are you confident, or are you convinced, that we would ever see the pump price of petrol return to 165 naira per litre anytime in the future? That is the question we're asking. Get to us on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Send us WhatsApp messages 0809 030 6416, 0809 030 6416. In many areas in the city of Port Harcourt, people say they still buy for beyond 165. People buy as high as 180, 170 something. Some people even still say they buy for 200 and above. And the idea was, after the festive season, we'll see a return. At least we got that sort of hope from the marketers. What has changed? And what is different now? Let's get to the phone lines first and hear from you. Nigeria Info, good morning. Oh, we lost that call. 0700923-0923. That's the number to call. 0700923-0923 is the number to call to join in on the conversation. You've heard what IPMAN National Secretary has said. You've heard what IPMAN's River State Chapter, Francis Obele, has said with regards to the new prices that they got and how it's going to affect marketers and in turn affect the end consumer who buy these products from the pump. Nigeria Info, good morning.
How you good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Nigeria. So this is the cuckoo from my pocket.
All right, go ahead.
Let me make a comment on that. Listen, you see Nigeria, this phase of it was not funded. Why is that union and independent marketers are the problem of this well in this country? I get to my point. It does not rely to the government. If at all the government may work the refinery. You see, but most of them who are the cabals in the politics and the people are causing this because they have a refinery in other country. Take it to here, telling it the way they like. If the government can take and say, let me do this, any government president that comes, let me build this refinery and make them to become wrong. Or they have to allow individuals to build refinery, the audit moral refinery in this country. You see, this will come in that. But all those cabals, those having refinery, cannot come down. So that it's going more and more. I'm trying to wait for another government to come. It's not easy because he belongs to Kaba before he's able to win election. That is all about everything in Nigeria. Everything belongs, you know, even the body food we are eating, it belongs, you know. That is why it's arresting of everything. Mm. The government are not come on that. Thank you. This is what I can say. Please.
All right,
this
thank you very call. Much. Okay. Let's go to yeah, Airport Road okay, now. Chima you. Is on the line. Hello, Chima. Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, Andrew, I was listening to Civil Society and one of the radio stations.
Hello, Chima.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go on.
Yes.
I think, Chima, you'd have to try and get back to us. Leighton Barry from Bori, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, me, Andrew.
Yes, you're welcome.
How are you doing?
Good morning.
Yes. Yeah. As we got to this fuel hike, I want to say that if possibly you can get to the contact of the zonal coordinator of NNPC here in River State.
Mm.
You invite the zonal coordinator and the petroleum marketers, the mm-hmm. union themselves. Let us hear from both parties, because this one will come on air, say his own. The other one will go on air, say their own there. And the whole thing has been very confusing. So I want to advise, look for a means to get to the zonal director. Let them come and tell us how they arrive at this dangerous price. Because if for any reason they dare remove subsidy, it will affect us in a way that people will cry. And for them to remove subsidy when refineries have not yet started work, then the government is not sincere with us. They should ensure that within the first quarter of this year, as according to what the president told us, the first quarter of this year, let the refinery start working. So that by the time they remove that subsidy, it will balance the equation and we can be able to at least buy fuel of as low as 100 or 90-something naira.
All right, Leighton Barry, thank you very much. We have a very short commercial coming up. There was a meeting that was held on the 20th of this month where marketers were invited, Ipman, as well as other marketers, I'm pretty sure. It was held at the NNPC building. It was a compulsory emergency meeting with the field coordinator, Nigerian Midstream and Downstream Petroleum Regulatory Authority. Some of the issues that were discussed had to do with the price, but the PPMC online portal was where the prices I called out for you was gutted. With regards to getting in touch with the NNPC, we'll keep trying. Let's go for this commercial. We'll be right back.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info. Information.
Information
is a source of development.
Development.
Stay tuned.
And we're still asking you if you think whether or not 165 naira, which used to be the official pump price of petrol, is feasible in the coming weeks. I mean, many thought, well, the festive season, the scarcity, were perhaps responsible for why the price of petrol, pump price of petrol, went up to as high as even 300, 400, 500, 600 for some people in some areas. Normalcy should be returning now, awaiting when perhaps the government decides to take its decision on subsidy and what we are going to do going forward. But Officially, we haven't heard if the pump price of petrol has been changed, but it looks like between 180 to 190 naira seem to be the price these days at some filling stations. Others still sell even above that. And that's the situation. It has even led to the closure of some filling stations in Port Harcourt. Well, we'll be finding more details as soon as my guest, the Petron chairman in River State, joins us in a few minutes' time. Another shocking detail we just got now. If you go on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, you find that NAFDAC just intercepted an NNPC labeled tank carrying unregistered vegetable oil in Kano State. Well, whether or not this tank actually belongs to the NNPC and is being used for another service, we don't know. But you can find the details of that. It's quite interesting. It's on our page at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook. Meanwhile, you tell us as well what you think about the price of petrol. Official pump price, 165 naira. Is it feasible in the coming weeks, or are we just going to continue as we are now? I played you something from Ip Man's Francis Obele in Rivers State. I'll just play that again for you one more time. And the reaction to the seeming increase in the price, depot price for marketers to get the product. This is what he said.
Today, the Thursday, 19th January 2023, at about 11 a.m., the petroleum marketers open our PPMC Porter Express, that is a buying portal, where we do the online booking. And it was a big surprise for us to see the buying rate changed from 148 naira per liter to 185 naira per liter. That means there is a new price regime or increment to fuel price by the federal government, and an increment of 42 naira per liter. This implies that the official selling rate, which formerly was about 165 naira, will now be 220, 230 thereabout. The implication of this is to further worsen the biting inflation on the economy and the further hardship on the people of Nigeria. It's quite unfortunate. Please, marketers have never increased price, but federal government. We should blame the federal government and not marketers.
All right, so if we have the depots now selling above 148 naira per liter to the marketers, it means that the marketers will no longer sell at the usual 165 naira per liter. Whether we'd have the NNPC speak about this, we'll continue to try. Like I said, we'll only continue to try to get the NNPC. Hopefully we get them here in the studio so they can explain to us as well whether all of this is true and what is behind the rationale for making that decision. I told us that a meeting was held, an emergency meeting with the field coordinator, Nigerian Midstream and Downstream Petroleum Regulatory Authority. The outcome of that meeting as well should be made public sometime. But these are some of the things already happening. This meeting held on the 20th. Yes, it held at the 20th at the NNPC building on Moscow Road. All depot owners, Ipman Excos and Petron Excos were there. My guest is in the studio with me, Francis Dinkbayo. Welcome. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Were you in this meeting?
Yeah.
So what was the resolution? What was the meeting about?
That's simple. Nigerians need to brace up with the fact that the truth of the matter is that we may never have fuel for now at 165 naira per liter any longer, except maybe something miraculous happens. The reality is that that meeting was called to actually inform petroleum retail outlet owners and other stakeholders that there is an official increase in the price of fuel.
So now it's official.
My question is, why would government or NNPC not announce this to the general public? Why will it be done Nicodemusly? The public will begin to call filling station owners, retail outlet owners, as if we are the ones that
This was supposed to be my next question. We expected some circular from the NNPC.
Of course.
Because we had Melek Kyari, I'm not mistaken, in Port Harcourt some time, and he said, oh, there's no petrol scarcity, the price hasn't changed, marketers are the ones...
The actual information is that the price have changed. You see, the S-Depot price was at 148 naira before, and then you could sell. It was supposed to be sold at 165, yet the product was not sufficiently available. And now you called us to say you have increased from 148 to 183 for River State. For River State, 183. And then you are expecting the depot, the retail outlet owners to sell at 190. The margin is not even the question, because that is a discussion for another day. A man who was making a profit of about 17 naira, a cutthroat profit of about 17 naira, margin of about 17 naira, not profit, maybe with a profit of about 3 naira. And you are telling him now that you won't even give him margin of 17 naira any longer. You have increased the price of purchase, then you will decrease the margin to maybe 9 naira or 8 naira.
Why is NNPC doing this? He did give any reason at that meeting.
The reason is not given to us. And so we walked out of the meeting. Retail outlet owners walked out of the meeting. How can you increase price of fuel in the country right now, when even at the previous price, we are not able to see the fuel? At least if you want to increase the price of fuel, make free fuel available to our people. Now, let me shock you. Do you know that even the price that was communicated to us is not a uniform price per se?
I was about to come into this. There's a document I laid my hands on, PMS Price Review, where here it says Lagos 184.
Good.
Southwest 189.
Uh-huh.
South 189. Southeast 194. FCT 194. North Central 189. Northwest 194. Northeast 199. So my question is the changes took effect from 19th
yes,
of January.
I want to speak to us this morning as a reverse man.
Why are those prices different?
Yes. As a reverse man, I want to explain to you why those prices are different. I am the state chairman of Petroleum Product Retail Outlet Owners Association of Nigeria, River State. So I speak for the interest of all those living and doing business in River State, otherwise known as Rivers people. We cannot afford to have this kind of situation where you will bring fuel to River State, to Port Harcourt Depot. You say the fuel is going to be sold at 183, and then we should sell it at 190 or one in the filling stations.
That's just about 7 naira.
About 7 naira margin. This 7 naira is expected to be to take care of
transportation of the product,
logistics, selling expenses, bank loan, local government, state government, and federal government taxes. This 7 naira will take care of the whole of those things. And who is working for who?
To West
are we slaves? There is a systematic attempt by NNPC Limited to strangulate the retail outlet industry and put people out of job and create more unemployment for Nigeria, because petrol as an association is one of the highest employers of labor, informal labor in this country. So when you strangulate them, imagine how many millions of Nigerians that will be out of job. But that is by the way. What I want to talk about is, why would you give Northwest, Northeast 205 naira, 200 naira, and then you give South Depot, River State Depot 190 naira? The question is, do you not pay bridging to Northwest? Federal government pays petroleum equalization fund to carry this product.
Correct,
to Northwest.
This document says 194. Is this the price to sell at, or is this the price that it's?
This is the price to sell out retailers. Yes, at this 194, at 190.
Yes.
190
for River State
190.
Yeah.
They are giving it, they are supposed to say, they are saying that they will sell it to Rivers marketers at 183.
And then the marketers will sell at 190. That's for 7 naira.
Now, for Northwest and Northeast, for example, they said they should sell at 205.
How much are they selling to them?
They will sell to them at the same 183.
And then they would sell to the consumer at 285.
205.
So what's the,
they have a margin of about double the margin
for people in
River State.
Is there a logic behind it?
There is no logic, because the logic is about cheating the Rivers man. The logic is about cheating the South man. The logic is about cheating the Southeast and South, where they have given slim margin. Meanwhile, they are going to pay equalization fund, bridging, to pay the cost of carrying this product from Lagos or from Port Harcourt to Northwest, Port Harcourt to Northeast, and Port Harcourt to Abuja.
Is it same thing in Lagos?
Lagos is 185. They are just on the coast. They are just on the coast there. They gave them 185. They will say
and
to
that
them.
That would be because the product lands in their shore.
Yes, the margin in Lagos is also one of the slimmest margins, but it lands on their shore. The question is, if you are going to pay bridging to the northeast and you give them a higher margin, what of the reverse man? Let me ask you, who pays bridging to Boni? Who pays bridging to Andoni? Who pays bridging to Bule? To all those areas, who pays bridging? The cost of moving one truck of fuel, for example, from here to Opopo, to Boni, to Bile, to Andoni, is more, 2 times the cost of moving product from here to northeast. But nobody pays bridging to us here. And you want us to sell at that margin. Then when the person gets the fuel at that margin, how does he transport it to those areas? You begin to compound problem in River State. It's not supposed to be so. We are calling now His Excellency, the Governor of River State, to pay attention to these indices that the federal government has released. The reverse man cannot continue to suffer. If I speak the reverse man in particular, it looks as if I'm saying the South man as a whole is going to suffer this thing.
So you're saying this same price applies to the South, because the South is 189, Southeast 190.
Calabar is 5 naira. Rivers is 7 naira, Edo is 7 naira, Delta is 7 naira, Northwest is about 15 naira, and Northeast is about 15 naira, Lagos is about 7 naira. It's so painful that you are in the river and the soap is entering your eye. It's time for reverse people to wake up and understand that these indices are not right for us. You cannot increase the price of fuel like this against the man who you get this fuel from his place.
Many ask the question, is this why we have filling stations being shut down? Because there are reports of some filling stations being closed in River State.
Well, the filling stations that were being closed, we have discussed and we have told the relevant agencies, you do not give what you don't have. You can only close a filling station if you have given a product from your portal, from the Marketers Express portal to that filling station, and the person is not selling at the right price. Otherwise, they're NPC stations. Or even the major marketers, that you are giving marketers product from Marketers Express. You give them product, you monitor them. If you don't give somebody product, you don't monitor that person. We are, as we are now, the stations are at cutthroat. Nigerians should brace up and know that petrol may never sell for now at 165. Because with what federal government has done, even the price of procuring this petrol is 183 naira.
But for marketers, you think is the government stylishly approving a new pump price for petrol? But then it now seems like people blame the marketers.
Exactly.
Because some people say that the prices have been sold in other states. In Abuja, they are selling at this price. Why are they selling at this price?
In Abuja, they are paying equalization fund to carry this product to Abuja. So any price they say they should sell, if they say they should sell 190, they will sell 190. Even in Abuja, you cannot buy fuel at 165 any longer, because Abuja, they're going to sell for them for 183, and they're telling them to sell for 190 or thereabout, you know. But for here, nobody's paying equalization fund. Nobody's paying anybody.
And what's the equalization fund?
Equalization fund is the money government pay to transporters to make sure that the price of fuel...
Some sort of subsidy indirectly.
Yes, another arm of subsidy. They subsidize the transportation. They pay the full transportation cost of moving that product from depot to the filling station. But here we pay the cost and the logistics of moving product to our various stations.
What's happening with the diesel part of it? Because we know diesel is being subsidized.
So diesel is there. The diesel is selling for about 700, 800, 900.
With subsidy?
There is no subsidy for diesel.
But you just said it has been subsidized. That's why I asked.
I said, subsidy has been taken off from diesel.
Okay.
That's what I mean.
Okay. But then is the product available? Because now we have each people asking, is petrol available? Do we even have the product? Do we even have diesel? Because those trucks that would transport the petrol run on diesel.
That is why it's expensive for us. That's why I do not think that we can sell at that price, because only the cost of getting diesel to move your product from depot to your station, running your generator in your stations, and so on and so forth, is very, very high. This is about 900 plus per liter. It's not easy to get. People are dodging away from using diesel. But when you are in the industry where you must run your pumps, diesel is inevitable. You must get diesel.
All right, let's take a few messages first. We come back to you and continue with the conversation. On Facebook Live, we are live at Nigeria Info PH, so join the conversation. Ima Wike says, I don't see the price of petrol coming down, especially in this part of the world where the level of greed and wickedness is alarming. People here derive joy making money while others cry. This one says, good morning. You see the price of petrol, it can never come back to 165 naira. This is Elisha. Austin Chukuma says, I wonder what is happening in this country. Secretary So-So, Ministry of Petroleum, cannot do anything. Shame on them. Patrick Nweke says, pump price will come down by special grace of God. But the problem is commuters. We can't reduce their prices if eventually the price reduces. By the special grace of God is what got me chuckling anyways.
Thank God by the special grace of God.
I'm wondering. This message here says, question of returning 165 naira per litre is not logical. Didn't the government say they are putting at 190 something per litre? Didn't they say we are going to gradually fade out subsidy? The 165 naira is just not possible. The government has already made it clear we are to move in a different direction. Now, this is my point. If this is the government's direction, why not make an official announcement from the NSPC to the public and say, this is what we're now selling, just like it did for the 165 naira, where it made an official statement that this is what the pump price of petrol would be. So, if it's not making that official statement, can we say that it's because of the situation, or is it an indirect way
that
of
is
implementing a new price using the marketers?
Good. That is why we are saying there is a need for the government to be sincere. We are saying take off subsidy. If you know you want to remove subsidy, come clear and say you have removed subsidy. Stop paying petroleum equalization fund. Stop paying subsidy. And then let the market, let the fuel sell. If fuel is selling, if you pay 20 naira to take this fuel to Port Harcourt, you sell it. If you pay 25 naira to take this fuel to Maiduguri, you sell it. Let nobody be cheated for the order. The reverse man, the south man, is right now, based on this present arrangement, being cheated for the others in this nation. In fact, south, southeast, and in particular, reverse state. And one of the reasons why I'm here in this studio this morning, we are crying. We are really crying. When we walked out of that meeting, when I heard somebody say the joint discussion between us and the state coordinator, if the state coordinator is here, he will know what I'm saying is the truth. They are defending their job. They are doing their job. They don't bother. Let me tell you, we stakeholders had to walk out of that meeting because we were crying. You can kill a man. You can beat a man, but you cannot stop the man from crying. So the Retail Outlet Owners Association of Nigeria, the Rivers State chapter, we have come to cry to His Excellency, the Governor of River State. We have come to cry to the Minister of State for Petroleum, Timothy Silver, who is from Bayelsa, that is suffering the same thing as the Rivers man. We have come to cry to all stakeholders. We have even come to cry to the masses to know that we are passing through pains, extreme pains. And the masses are the ones that these pains have been transferred to. Because for you to increase fare from 148 to 193 is very painful for the masses. If you want to increase, come clear and increase. And don't make it look as if it's the retailers that are increasing it. And particularly, the reverse man needs to have the same equal opportunity like the other parts of the nation. So if you are paying equalization fund to the state, to the other states, pay equalization fund for the product coming to River State. Pay equalization fund for the product going to Borno. Pay equalization fund for the product going to Andoni, so that we can benefit the equalization part of the subsidy that you are paying.
All right, let's take some WhatsApp messages first. I'll come back with some more questions. This one says, good morning. All the fuel stations in the Kure local government area are selling at 300 naira per litre. So the people selling ceiling filling stations in Port Harcourt should come to Kure local government.
My brother, Agba Rusie, let me tell you, the filling stations in the Kure local government area are not getting fuel at Marketers Express. They are blending that fuel in their filling stations at over 283.85 naira per litre. I am telling you, as the state chairman of Petron, all the stations are members of our association. In particular, in the Kure local government, all the stations in the Kure are members of our association. And we monitor and follow up what they are doing. So the 300 naira they are selling is because they are buying at 284 naira. So let us give you people information this so that the masses will know that the retailers are not the problem. Whether in the Kure local government area, or in Eche, or in Port Harcourt, in Faga, in Obiakpo, Eleme, in River State, we are not the problem. The system is the challenge.
This one says the price cannot come back to normal because we don't have any refinery in Nigeria. When you have a car, you can't drive it as the same as you don't have a car. Our leaders are selfish. Another person here says, Good morning. For increment in pump price of petrol, seeing online booking portal increment from 148 to 185 a litre. What are Nigerian senators and Federal House of Rep members doing? This is what Nigerians have to exercise. This is why Nigerians have to exercise their franchise. If we vote for the Labour Party, how about Nigerian senators and Federal House of Reps? These upper chambers, Nigerian representatives for now are errand boys. Emeka from Port Harcourt sent in that one. Okay, I think I understand what you're saying. If we are picking one candidate for presidential, what about the Houses of Assembly? So it says you're talking about filling stations selling fuel at 189 naira. That is for NNPC and some filling stations. Others are selling at 290 and above. I think for people to understand, the figures I was calling out was supposed to be what is standard. Do we have, in fact, at the depots now, the government depots, do we have products?
Well, not sufficient product. There's no product at the government depot. Let me be very specific. Where we have product, the government bring in this product and send it to private depots. And one of the second reason that
we're... Why are they selling to private depots?
The second point we are making here is that we are appealing to them, send the product to the government depot so that this product can be assessed by retail outlet owners. Give product directly to filling station owners, licensed filling station owners that are operating. Don't give these products to portfolio marketers, portfolio businessmen. No, give these products to licensed persons whose filling stations are operational and who in turn take this product to their place. Don't sell it to off-takers. Don't sell it to middlemen. That is part of the challenge the retailers are having. Like the man who called that fuel is selling for the 300 naira in the Kure local government. That person who bought that fuel that is selling for 300 naira may have bought from an off-taker. He may have bought from a middleman.
So that middleman would add his own...
Of course, that is possible. He may have also bought from an off-taker who has bought off the one that the government have sent to the private depot. So why don't you give it directly to the person who has the station at that cost? And even at that, we are saying that the increment is absurd. It's not normal. The platform for which this increment was calculated should be revisited.
All right. In less than 1 minute, we've seen the various prices from the PMS price review for the various regions and Lagos. Did the NNPC say why it had to adjust the price in that manner?
The NNPC,
it's not a uniform price.
Yes, looks like they are
because
now.
We used to have 165 uniform. What's different now?
They know more than everybody and everything. The situation is that whatever that is their reason, is not reason that is good for Rivers Man.
You were not told the reason at the meeting.
Well, one of the reasons they just said is that the dollar, the foreign exchange.
That's why it's not uniform.
That's one of the things they put on the ground.
All right, Francis Dinkba, thank you very much for time.
Please,
allow us to continue.
Thank you very much. Rivers people, please, please, let's work together to help Rivers Man.
Thank you. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Good morning.